This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Tyler in for Nick. But I believe we can probably at least safely announce that Nick is back on U.S. soil.
That's what he texted. He said he landed. I think he's going to be here tomorrow, so that'll be cool.
That's great to have
No
Nick.
Offense, Tyler.
No offense, Tyler, at all. We love you, but, man, it would be great to have Nick back. So,
I mean, I don't like you, but, yeah. You know.
But you're a diva, so.
Feelings mutual.
Yeah.
Biddy Lammy.
Biddy. Yeah. Yeah, Tyler calls me out, which he did it in the earpiece, but he still called me out when we were doing Sigmund. And the caller asked about, what was it? Was it Watson or Roethlisberger?
Yeah. First caller was
Watson or Roethlisberger, and then I get the first text, and it's the same question, but he had two parts. But I don't know. As soon as I take the call, I'm starting to read. I can't read and listen. What am I?
You also have a knack
superhero.
You don't exactly preview. Although I give you credit, you preview the fantasy football stuff, but normally you preview on the fly.
Yeah, but while he's asking that question, I'm reading this one, and so I'm not listening to the question or
Sneaky Pete in there also because he got upset that you got upset with him for asking questions last week, so he just decided
to text the show.
Hey
guys, long time producer, first time texter. Yeah. I got a question for you guys,
and I didn't even get to hear the answer because you were talking in my ear about something with the caller. So I got to go back and listen to your show.
Hey, Podcast Arena, if you want to check out the podcast, Tyler, on the show you produce.
But it was funny because Sigmund answered both of those questions
differently,
but he also gave two different answers. Yes. So the first one he said Deshaun Watson, and the second time you asked it, he said Roethlisberger.
I know. That's why I asked it twice. That's
him covering it up.
So now we need to ask him a third time on Twitter just
to find out. Somebody should do that. Just hit him up and see. Somebody had this question, which I'm going to defer to Joel on this one. What's y'all's take on the Dynamo playoff game today?
It's a big game for them. I mean, this is, you know, do or die. At least it's at home. They've made a nice late season push. It should be a close game, low scoring.
And I
think with the home field advantage, I'm going to give them the edge.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City, right?
Yeah, Sporting KC.
There you go.
Low scoring.
Barry Laminack. I even know who they were playing, where they were playing.
Low scoring single game digit in the
affair.
Soccer.
Definitely a single digit affair.
You really went out on a limb.
Nailed it. Yep. I did. By the way, and Craig Ackerman was out there texting after the Rockets game last night, and he's like, I can't go to sleep. We just landed in Charlotte. He goes, with the big sporting news going on in Houston, I can't believe the Dynamo are have their game tomorrow night. I was like, okay.
Did you hear the fire engines rushing in for your hot take on the Dynamo?
Thank you.
How do you think they'll do in the next round if they get past 40 KC?
I'm going to call Sigmund Bloom and I'm going to text the show on Sunday and see if Sigmund Bloom can break that one down for me.
See you far.
Just give me the advantage on
Who
that.
Do you think they'll play of the other side of the on the playoff bracket on that matchup?
I think the Galaxy, if they were in it, have a shot.
If they were in it,
you know, I would look at the Galaxy, Real Salt Lake. Those are teams that you got to be
Sporting
aware of.
Pawtucket. Is that not
Chicago Fire?
Oh wow! Isn't that a WNBA team?
you're throwing that out there. Okay.
Don't get me lying. I know that the Dynamo play soccer, and I'm out.
I had it pegged for tonight's
game. You did pretty
game.
Well. You did pretty. I'm not gonna lie. You held your own.
On that note, too, I want to know where you guys are at, because I'm already sick of it.
Dynamo won. No, I don't know.
What do y'all think about this?
Uh-oh.
Can I just ask my question?
Yeah, let him go.
Sorry.
Where are you guys on this dilly-dilly thing? Everybody's dilly-dillying. I think it's Astros this and that, dilly-dilly. And, I mean, all from the Bud Light commercial.
Yeah.
Everything I see on social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, whatever, everybody's like, Astros beat the Dodgers, dilly-dilly. Okay. It's dumb as a commercial. It's getting annoying as a social media thing.
I like the commercial. You don't like it? I think it's funny.
The commercial is funny, but it's only funny in the commercial, not when dilly-dilly. Other people are...
Now that I know you guys don't like it.
Frank Kaminsky.
I'm going to wear it out.
Frank Kaminsky, Frank the Tank of the Charlotte Hornets, was the first guy I saw on social media, and everything was dilly-dilly. And I was like, oh, he's trying to get that to take off. Little did I know, everyone would be dilly-dallying after that instead of dilly-dallying. It's annoying as hell.
Somebody wanted to know, aren't the Golden Glove Awards from Rawling?
Golden Globes that you just said?
No, yes. Golden Glove Awards from Rawling.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Well, that's what Tyler read.
So if you have a Nike glove, you're excluded? I don't think that's the case. And by the way, sir, you don't have to text the show 800 times with your question. I saw it the first 799 times. We're either busy or I didn't like it if I don't read it.
It's just sponsored by Rawlings. That's right. It's like the Louisville Silver Slugger.
And also, if you're texting pictures, we've covered this already. I'm not opening attachments in the text.
Just, you don't do it for your own computer. No. But you're definitely not doing
it. Don't send in a paragraph. I treat it like Twitter.
What about porn?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
All right. So, question.
Yes.
Where are you guys on this? The Baylor College of Medicine, they give a World Series health tips. And they say they advise fans to use hand sanitizer after high-fiving strangers.
That's why you fist bump.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'm not high five. I don't know. I don't trust the people I work with.
Well, Raheel is the worst. That's where you guys would do that.
But I'm saying, like, if you go to a game as a fan and they win on the way down in the stairs, everybody's high fiving.
Nope.
I'm okay with, and I'm not that big of a germaphobe that I have done the high five thing with when people do what you're saying. But recently, I have been more cognizant of the fact that it's probably safer and easier just to fist bump. Where are you on it?
I could go either way. If I know I'm going to an establishment that I can wash my hands, then I will high five and or fist bump and then wash my hands afterwards.
What if a fine Astros fan sitting in front of you wants to ruffle his hands through your beard?
That would be weird.
Okay, yeah, it would. Yeah. But would you allow it?
No, okay. Not at all.
Just throwing it out
if
there.
If it brings the team luck, yeah, maybe.
See, maybe.
Hey, guys, not cool with the sirens. You scared the mess out of me.
So looking in the rearview mirror.
Why are you getting scared for a fire engine?
Mandy, I think Dilly Dilly is awesome. And to that I say Dilly Dilly. And that's what someone texted, Dilly Dilly. So you brought it up. Hey, guys, can we get the BK Spicy Nuggets song on the show? I'm not going to lie.
God, you went off on that last night, yeah, too.
I don't fight me. I love that. It is so good. I really dig it. And I don't know.
That new artist that's coming out with an album, Vanilla Spice? It's kind of a combination of the Spice Girls Vanilla Ice. Well, you started it.
The Dilly Dilly was okay the first time. Now that commercial's not funny.
I agree.
All right. Well, Barry's a yes on hand sanitizer. I'm always a yes on hand
anything
sanitizer.
That's germaphobic.
You think I'm bad, though. Like, I have some in my car that, like, after I pump gas, I'll hand sanitize, get it all, because you don't know what's on there. But my wife carries some in her purse. Like, when we go eat, she's... Yes.
So stupid.
What's up with that?
So terrible.
That is so good.
So dumb.
Dilly dilly.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, John wants to get in here with an NBA question. Save the day, John. What's up?
Pit of misery. Dilly dilly. What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
John, don't make me drop your ass with the dilly dilly stuff.
Curious question, man. So I'm having a debate with some of my friends, and I'm just curious. Do you guys think Giannis has surpassed Anthony Davis yet? And if not, how soon before that happens? And also, Barry, you being a germaphobe, when you go to restaurants, are you the type of guy that uses plastic utensils instead of the ones provided to you? And I'll hang up and listen.
Go ahead, Barry.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
No, that's weird. I don't use plastic utensils.
Okay.
I trust the fine folks that make dishwashers.
You trust the game show host on Channel 2?
You ever worked
that
in a
restaurant,
you probably wouldn't.
I know.
That.
Yeah, I worked in plenty of restaurants, but what choice do you have? Now,
Trump-looking game show host on Channel 2 that does the booyahs, more cases than not.
I do inspect the silverware before I use it. I don't just start shoveling food in my mouth when there's already food on the fork from the previous person. So I look at it, and I do clean it with my napkin or shirt. If I don't have one, I'll wipe it down. But no, I don't get the plastic, but that's a good idea.
Okay.
But I will, I do get a straw. I don't want to drink out of a glass. I don't want to put my lips on the glass. That weirds me out. I have to have a straw for my glass.
You, Howie Mandel, Matt Lauer.
You go straight to the glass with the lips?
Yep.
That's disgusting. You might as well just start kissing every dude in the restaurant. That's how I feel about that. It's ugh. That's gross. Tyler, are you straw or lips on the cup guy?
I'm normally a straw guy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What?
I mean, dealing with this with a child, you're taught to build up your immune system.
Yeah, my immune system is fine.
I just feel like you build it. It becomes even stronger when the more you are in contact with it. So it doesn't worry me to like drink out of a water glass at a restaurant.
So I said germaphobes as adults are basically kids who were virgins in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have to take that, but I did.
I believe you just did, yes. We've got lots to still get to, and I got to answer his question when we get back. I'll answer the Anthony Davis, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Can I answer it too?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, he just asked it to me, but you should. You always should. All right, so we'll get that. Well, I guess we'll cover the Rockets a little bit too because they won last night. And we've got lots of other things that we can get to on the agenda. If there's something on your mind, give us a call. HRNP Listener Line, 713-780-3776, or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects back in just a jiff. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects. Good show, spirited content, including a lot of World Series as we continue to roll on before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jung in the Blitz at 4 p.m. Very much confirmed. Nick will be back tomorrow. Fantastic news there as he's texted us. So that should be something to look forward to for everybody involved and everybody that loves the show. We love that. Rockets won last night, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the caller's question was, is Giannis Antetokounmpo to the point where he has surpassed Anthony Davis, the brow? And if not, when will he? I saw they had a similar question of who you would start a franchise with and gave those two guys as the choice between Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman the other morning. And look, my take, everybody thinks that I'm this huge Greek freak guy because of the fact that he plays in Milwaukee. Look, I love his athleticism. I think that his ceiling is endless. But until he can make a jump shot, I don't know why more guys don't lay off of him and just look for help in the middle to create a defensive wall against penetration and force him to beat you shooting the basketball facing up. I think that the biggest knock that I have on the brow because of the fact that I have two things. One, he can't stay healthy. He just got hurt again the other night in Portland. And again, for like the third straight year, he's got injury issues, and more so than anything else, I think that it was a move that bit him in the butt a couple of years ago where they decided because he was such a good post player, he should start facing the basket and shooting threes, and he got so enamored shooting the threes and shooting face-up shots that he doesn't go to his strength anymore, which is to put someone on his hip, put him on the low block, and go to work. And now with Boogie Cousins there, he takes up so much room that Davis doesn't go down low nearly as much as he used to, but he's a hell of a talent, and he's more polished, I think, overall well-rounded than the Greek freak. But if you're just saying who surpasses who right now, I think just from a health standpoint and sheer numbers this year, you got to say Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, it's funny because I think we tend to, as sports fans, whenever we get a shiny new thing, a new superstar, mm-hmm. we tend to forget about all the others. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now you've got the Greek freak and everyone is just falling in love with this game after 4 days of NBA play. And it's a long season,
yeah.
And you hit on what my point was going to be, which was the fact that the Brown just can't stay healthy. He's still a great player. He's just can't get healthy or stay healthy, I mean. And that's the big knock. And so from that perspective, talent wise, at a position where, you know, it's not that deep. I think you look at, well, if I'm starting a franchise, who do I want? A guy that can't stay healthy, or a guy that, you know, has all the potential of the guy that can't stay healthy, but he's on the court? To me, that's what it would come down to at that point. I mean, never mind the other things he could do. I just feel like everybody's really rushing Antetokounmpo to the MVP podium a little too soon. It's a long way. Is he a great player? Yeah, he's fantastic and fun to watch, but I have a feeling that he's going to have a few more bumps before he really hits his full potential.
And like I said, if you watch him, and again, I watch him on a pretty consistent basis, look, he's got all the talent in the world. He's long. He on 1.5 steps, he can get there from the free throw line. He gets around the basket, but he can't shoot.
Yeah.
It used to be that he just can't shoot the three. Now,
he's athletic.
Oh, my God. He is freakishly athletic for a reason.
His arms are ridiculously long.
Like, I used to say this to Clint Capella, too, but you could put him in the middle of a mid-sized car, and he could unlock both doors without having to stretch either way, because that's how long his wingspan is. He's got all the tools, but he's really got to focus on facing up the basket and shooting jump shots, because he just can't knock them down consistently.
But if he does, if he adds that to his game, then we can talk. Because, but he reminds me of a raw Westbrook. You know what I mean? Not that they look identical, but, you know, the knock on Westbrook has been, he's not exactly the best of shooters, but he's gotten better. Well, he's gotten a lot better, and that's why he had the run and got the MVP. And I think that if Antetokounmpo could add that to his game, like you said, then you might see him on track, but just too soon for
me. And here's the other thing that I make the comparison to Westbrook. Just like last year, everybody was enamored with the triple-doubles. Mm-hmm. Now the numbers that he's putting up and in the rarefied air of the only guys to have started a season with four straight games like he has and things like that, everybody's starting to hyper-focus, and all of a sudden he's moved to the top of everybody's MVP list. Look, sooner or later, defenses are going to go exactly what I said. They're just going to clog the paint. The guy guarding him is going to lay way off and say, I dare you to beat me from 15 feet out, and he won't. He's just not going to get the same numbers because of it.
Yeah, it's going to be – who was it that was like – that waved him off and was like, go ahead? Or what was that when somebody shot a three?
That was Embiid shot the three, and Drummond just said, go ahead, I dare you. And then they got into the whole war of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt and Katie said the roof is the ceiling for, I guess, Antetokounmpo. Dilly dilly.
Oh, boy, using them all. And thank you, Michael Jordan quote.
Yeah, several people asking, since I said I don't drink out of the glass directly, like lips to glass, they want to know how I drink my beer.
But out of a beer bottle. You just out of a bottle, right?
I don't do draft for that very reason, because I'm not drinking beer through a straw. That's weird. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So, no, I get a bottle. Anytime, that's always the first question. Bottle or draft? Bottle, please. Mm-hmm. That way I can, you know, I know it's virgin.
Yeah, you know the content, too. A lot of times the beer off a tap gets watered down.
Does it? Do they do that? Do they water down the draft like gasoline? Add a little extra?
It doesn't taste, maybe it's the lack of carbonation or whatever, but a lot of times the tap beer doesn't taste as good as the bottle beer.
Austin said between
It all depends if you're drinking Bud Light or Coors Light.
Hey, don't.
Real beer.
I don't drink either one of those two, Tyler, but I do drink Miller products.
Okay, then Miller falls in the
butter, of course.
Just
you were going to be fancy.
Go dunk your beard in some beer.
Between the sports talk today and the intern rap battle earlier in the week, I can't believe I'm listening to the same station. That was from Austin.
Is that good?
I have no idea if that's good or bad.
We have never made it a secret that we keep it lively around here, and it runs the gamut.
I
don't know how to take that.
I don't either. So,
By the way, a couple other notes, and we do want to get to the Rockets game last night. On national TV tonight, check it out but it's going to be kind of cool. But the building that I grew up working in and going to games at in Milwaukee, the old Mecca in Milwaukee, is being brought back for one night only, and they're bringing back that old colorful floor the Bucks used to have, and they're playing the Celtics. It's on national TV. It's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But, of course, Kyrie Irving, who still thinks the world is flat, had shoot around there today and decided that the floor was unsafe and he might not feel good, comfortable playing on it because it's not the same cushioning. He could tell right away when he walked on the floor, and someone reminded him it's an NBA floor. They just sanded it down and painted it for one night with the other. And he goes, it might be the paint. I think it makes it too slippery. First it wasn't cushioned enough, then it's too slippery. Kyrie, just stick to playing basketball.
Just hating.
So we still got to get to the Rockets. The Rockets won on a buzzer beater last night by Eric Gordon. They got I dare say, a win where they might have been looking at a loss, but they're on a road trip and they started with a win, so that was good. As they continue to motor on with only one loss, we can talk about that. We've got a Thursday night football game that's coming up, as well as the Texans and the Seahawks on Sunday. So plenty on the agenda, and if there's something on your mind, feel free to give us a call, 713-780-3776. Barry's checking the text messages. Give us a call on the HRP listener line or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects with about a half hour to go. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
For sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Tyler for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Rockets won last night. I don't know if you went back and watched it. It was hard. I had to tape it because of the fact that we were watching baseball.
I went back and watched the second half.
It wasn't pretty in some regards, but boy, I'll tell you what, you should be really damn thankful you got Eric Gordon. He led the team with 29, and they were down two in the final possession, and Harden did the right thing. He drew both defenders, including Joel Embiid, and the minute he had them both committed to him, kicked it to Gordon in the corner, and Embiid's so big, he quickly turned and looked like he was going to close the gap. So Gordon took one step to the right and let it fly right before the buzzer and nailed the three to win the game. Look, it's a hell of a win. It's a good young team coming up. We've talked about the Sixers, but I had a couple people on Twitter say to me, you know, what were my thoughts? My thoughts are, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. You got burned in the Memphis game, which is a game you should have won. Last night was a game that looked kind of sluggish throughout. But to get that win is good. You just got to kind of make sure you don't do that on a consistent basis. Sleep on a team like Philly.
Well, Philly's a good team. I think I had them sixth in the East. So I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to continue to get better.
They got a lot of good young talent.
Yeah, they're going to continue to get better. I think what went maybe not unnoticed, but we'll talk about the game winner that Gordon hit. Which, by the way, James Harden wins Western Conference Player of the Week, but Eric Gordon is the one that every time you looked up, he's driving to the lane, he's making big shots. He's been balling out of control.
That's what I said, for the Rockets, got him.
Yeah. But I think what will go unnoticed is just the defensive stop that they got before that possession, because you had, well, first, with about a minute to go, you had Harden jump into the passing lanes and get a steal, which got him a little bit closer. Then you had Harden go down. You had Gordon basically shut down Simmons on a drive to the basket. It caused him to kick it out. Harden goes in, plays some pretty good defense as well. Let's give him credit, because everyone kills him on defensively all the time as it is, but he played some good defense in the last minute of that game, which led to them having the opportunity to win it with that three-pointer. So hats off to them for getting it done on both ends of the court with a minute to go to get the win. I like seeing that much more than just them running away with it. At least they're out there and they're hustling, and it's still early in the season.
Well, and like we were talking about, look, it's going to take some time for everybody to gel with the new pieces they have, but they do play better defense on a situational basis when they need to already, just like you were talking about. And you got guys that are definitely better at defending the perimeter. Trevor was out last night, but when you talk about Luke and Bob Mute, when you talk about a PJ Tucker, you know, you see guys that can literally put a body on somebody and also are strong enough to prevent the drive. The thing that you were talking about that I started off with about Eric Gordon is he is a different player from the perspective of his entire time in the league. He was always hurt and he never drove. He was just constantly a catch and shoot guy. But I don't know if it's because he gets more rest, or he feels like, you know, he can go in spurts really hard off the bench and then he'll get some rest again. But he's still playing good minutes. But the biggest difference to me in Eric Gordon's game before the Rockets and now after joining the Rockets is his ability to put the ball on the floor and take it to the hole, become almost a backup secondary ball handler, and do some of the things he's doing offensively besides just shoot the ball, which we knew he was good at.
Yeah, and I think the key that you said there that I definitely agree with is health. You know what I mean? He was one of those guys that when the Rockets went out and got him, you thought, man, this is he may not see half the games that he's played. So that's going to be a big key. And I worry about down the stretch how much he'll fade. He's playing great now, so get it out of him while you can.
Well, but I said but they're that last
rely
year.
On, they're going to rely on him quite a bit.
Especially depending on how long Chris Paul
exactly.
Out. Yeah, but I said the same thing last year, that you just got to be careful with him because, you know, he has been so fragile. But he endured that entire season last year, and he excelled. And he's on pace to keep doing the same thing. So more power to him, knock on wood. Hopefully he continues to do that because you don't know how long Chris Paul's going to be out. But I'll tell you this. Based on the celebration, Chris Paul was, like, off balance, jumping in on an angle. And I'm like, if that's the case, that knee should be fine. He should be in the lineup for the next game because – he looked like he was pretty agile and mobile last night with that knee, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Somebody said I'm clown shoes because I'll put silverware in my mouth, but I won't put the glass. Well, you don't have a choice. If you go out to eat, you have to use the silverware. You don't have to get a glass. What do you want from me?
Isn't the bigger thing that everybody has choices?
I mean,
it doesn't matter what you do because that's your choice. And what they do, they can do whatever they want.
I'm exactly. Clown shoes. All right. You know what? That's fine. I know who texted that. I'll never read another one of your questions ever. It's the guy that always sends a question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been really bad lately, and so I haven't been reading them.
Okay.
Because he just thought he could just mail it in and just ask anything, and I would read it. So now I think he's mad at me. That's why. But yeah, a lot of people don't understand the logic behind not drinking out of the glass because all of it went through the dishwasher. I don't know. It's just weird to me. But if you look at a bar, mm-hmm. those don't go through the dishwasher. Bar glasses, a lot of times, they go into that little spiral thing.
Yes.
They dunk it in there, and then they do it a couple times in clean water, and that's it.
A lot of times, that's actually cleaner than the actual wow. dishwasher. And
the heat from the dishwasher is what sanitizes the silverware.
Yeah, and they use like actual sanitizer in the water too, but they have at certain bars they have things where you hold the glass on it upside down.
Yeah, it's a spindle. It spins around
water into oh. it, and it cleans the glass out as well.
Yeah, well, that doesn't get the outside where the lips out. Are. Oh. Yeah, and then somebody else, who was it on Twitter? Somebody was getting on me on Twitter. Oh, Dr. Dre on 290. He's like, I call BS on your logic, Barry. You won't move Springer, but you want to move Giles. So, yeah, the difference is Springer is one of your all-stars who's at the top of the order. Giles, you can have several different guys at the back end of that bullpen. You've had it before. You've moved closers around when they falter. You don't change an Altuve. You don't change a Correa, and you don't change a Springer. But when a guy like Giles doesn't have his stuff, yeah, you can move those guys around a little bit. Those are pieces that you can move a little more. I'm sorry. I know you might think it's a double standard, but that's just how that works for me. I'll move a Giles. I'll replace him with a Gregerson. But Springer, you let him hit his way out of it. Guys don't pitch their way out of a funk necessarily. They get their confidence back, but you're not in a save situation. With a Springer, you've got to let him get those walks, get those hits, and get back into it. So it's completely different to me.
There you have it. Hope Dre takes it easy on you from now on.
Nah, he won't. That's all right. I wouldn't want him to.
All right, well, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. And before we get to that, I want to tell you one more time about this great event on Saturday, October the 28th. It's Horses and Goddesses Gala out in Magnolia. It is going to be a full day of equestrian events. There's over $100,000 in prize money up for grabs. It is a world-class field as well. And all those equestrian events are free. So you can go out and check out the entire day's worth of events. And then at night, if you're interested in getting tickets to the Horses and Goddesses Gala, those tickets are going fast, but they are available, but they are limited right now. If you want those tickets, harascup.com, HARASCup.com for tickets to the gala. But again, check out the entire event. It's brought to you by ESPN 97.5 and Culture Map. It's Saturday, October the 28th, and it's all out in Magnolia. Go to harascup.com for information on everything going on this Saturday, and enjoy yourself.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jose, what was that game like to play in?
Crazy game, man. I mean, I'm so happy we won this game. I thank God for the opportunity to be here again. This is, you know, one of the best games I ever played. We hit a couple homers, then they tied the game. We hit another homer. They hit another homer, so it was crazy. But in the end of the day, what it matters is that we won this game. We put a lot of effort behind every single bat. Our pitchers went out there to try to do the best job, and we won. You know, now let's go to Houston, and I know it's going to be fun out there.
Jose Altuve postgame, boy, it's just hard. I mean, even if I understand it, it's like I even said this to Lisa. I said, look, the Dodgers are such a good bunch of guys, it seems like, with the exception of the antics of Puig and some of the stuff that annoyed me last night, the way they ran the bases. But overall, kind of like similar to the Astros, young guys, really talented. It's like you don't hate them. Like, I hate the Yankees in a lot of ways, but I really like a lot of the Dodgers team. And you got to feel the same way if you're a national person that doesn't have interest like we do in the Astros, in just what a good, likable bunch of guys they are. And it starts with Altuve. What a good dude.
He is likable. There is no doubt about a lot. Pretty much all those guys are. I don't think there's a guy now that Carlos Gomez is off the team.
Right.
I'm not sure there's a guy that – I think Bregman is going to be that guy because he sure does get upset easy. But there's not a guy right now that I think you look at and you just hate. Like, ugh, I can't stand his antics. No, I don't think – I can't think of anyone. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's
maybe
a likely
Reddick,
bunch of guys.
But Reddick's not out there hot-dogging or anything. He's just weird in a funny, quirky way. Yeah.
If you don't like the banana hammock, that's one thing. But other than that, I mean, he's not a bad dude. Yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, I think they're two really good. And again, even in the American League Championship Series, you saw a good young Yankees team that's going to get better. I think you're seeing teams now that the Astros have faced that you're probably going to see as the top three or four teams, five teams in baseball for the next 3 to 5 years because they got a good young nucleus. They're likable dudes. They're talented players. And they're only going to get better as they make, you know, little changes to their roster. But just the way you mentioned it earlier, the way Altuve handled it with such he was so humble and with such awe of Hank Aaron. And that was a hell of a statement by Hammer and Hank to say that he's one of the guys that he would pay to see. But he even says during interviews and postgame on ESPN, I mean, I'm nervous and I want to say the right thing. I don't even know what to say, you know, because it means so much to him, and he really appreciates the game, and that's what I love most about him.
He loves – you can tell he loves playing baseball. That is – there's no doubt about that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
A couple of people, well, our question asker was like, "Barry, I'm not mad. I was just trying to make a joke. I didn't want you to break up with me." I'm not breaking up with you. I know you were joking. It's all good.
But you told him you cut him.
Yeah, but your questions have been sucking lately. So, okay. You know.
Step it up.
That's, yeah, you know, it's a thing. Great show today, guys. Dilly dilly.
Jeez.
I like that. What do you think? What do you think of benching Reddick for Maben? That's from Cody.
I thought about it last night at the end of the game. I thought maybe it gives Reddick a chance to just relax a little bit, and maybe because Maben came in and he wasn't just a pinch runner and got a single right away, that you may look at that.
I'm not opposed to it. You know what I mean? I mean, defensively, I think you are a little better. The only thing that you lose, I mean, I guess you still have Fisher, but you're losing some speed off the bench if you
True.
Need that late in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at a game like last night, it came into play. I mean, Springer hit a home run, but it was also set up for a sack fly mm-hmm. or moving the runner over and getting that run home from third base. So that speed can come into play, especially in the National League Park. So if you're going to do it, maybe now's the time to do it at home. Let Reddick relax and sit one out, and Maben, you know, roam that center field. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Think that they're better defense? I mean, look, I think from a speed factor, you get better with Maben, but I think that from an arm standpoint, Reddick's got a pretty good arm out there. I mean, he made that play closer than it probably should have been at home plate with foresight last night, where he's got a pretty good arm.
He's got a decent arm. I think you're better defensively.
I was just thinking offensively from the standpoint that you pull a guy off the bench cold and he gets a knock for you in the biggest part of the game.
Yeah, I didn't. It, you could tell that the moment wasn't too big for him, and he's also not freaking out. Like in his mind, he's not, because you think Reddick is up there, and we keep saying this word over and over. And I know some of you are probably sick of hearing it, but pressing, and Maven's not because he hasn't had to. You know,
Springer
what I mean?
Has even admitted it.
Yeah, so
he admitted he's been pressing.
So maybe that, you know what I mean. And now, of course, Reddick sees what happened last night, getting replaced, and the guy he got replaced for gets the hit. So I'm sure that's some thoughts in his head, but I think one time wouldn't hurt. I mean, you know, if you look at what they did, the Dodgers mixed up their lineup a little bit. They started some different guys, so I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think it would be
started
the end of the
Jock
world.
Peterson, and he went deep, so yeah. Maybe it pays dividends like when they first got Maben on the team.
Maben had a couple of big home runs down the stretch, so don't discount that.
No, that possibly. All right, good show today. Tomorrow we're at Revelry on Richmond if you want to join us, but the whole lineup of shows will be there. But for now, coming into the studio next, it's Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere, all right here on ESPN 97.5.
12s in the trunks to bang. Oh, low. Making moves, making 25 mil.
ESPN 97.5.